Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, we.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. And today,
we are joined by a very special guest right now. Joining us from Florida is Ali Shapiro. Welcome, Ali.
Hi guys, thanks for having me.
And Ali Shapiro is a former Real Housewife of New York, Jill Zarin's daughter, her lovely daughter.
Yes, current entrepreneur.
That is true.
Philanthropist.
Yeah, you have been putting in the hard work down in Florida with your mom this whole time in quarantine. Tell us about what you guys have been doing, and you guys have a pretty crazy setup going on, I know.
Yeah, we've been really busy. I always wonder like how it comes across in social media, like if it looks like we're overdoing it or if I'm not really explaining.
You will never know the answer to that.
I know.
Because everyone has a different opinion, but
true.
It's going great.
I know. I think when I told you or you heard about the mask initially, Barry, I FaceTimed you immediately and you were like,
that was a horrible experience. I was like, no. We were like texting, like we were like friends. And then you're like, you know what? It's so much easier if we FaceTime, which I agree. I love FaceTiming. But I screenshotted what I looked like that day and sent it to like my friends. Cause I was like, you guys are kidding. And I was actually with my family and my sister-in-law, I remember, was like, are you seriously talking to someone looking like that right now?
Listen, it was the middle of quarantine. You know, we're only wearing tie-dye and sweats now. It's all good.
You guys have Noshes for Nurses. Tell us about what that is and how you came up with the idea.
Yeah, so it's been a whirlwind past few months for many reasons. I think before this, pre-March, we were all living our normal lives. I had a normal job in the Lower East Side, walking to work every day, minding my own business. My mom was in Boca with her boyfriend, playing tennis every day, kind of half retired, still doing her rugs. And Gary had his own business in the men's manufacturing business. And COVID hit and my mom said, you're either coming down tonight or you're not coming at all. It was like March 10th or something. And I literally didn't pack anything. I packed my pocketbook, threw my contacts in it and came down, and I have not been back since.
That's so funny.
Well, yeah, I think it's not funny.
You don't pack anything. You go down to Florida.
Yes. My company goes bankrupt. I worked for Padelate. It was an online auction house, and I was working with our nonprofit benefit clients. And so I came down Thursday, was laid off Friday. I kind of had an idea it was coming, but it was official Friday. And then Saturday, my mom saw that Bill and Hillary Clinton donated like a few dozen pizza pies to a local hospital in Connecticut. My mom was like, why don't we do that? Like, call up the pizza place. It's like $18 a pie and just send it to Boca Regional Hospital. We called up Boca Hospital. Who's the charge nurse on staff? Can we send you some pizza? They're like, sure. And without me even asking, they text me a picture of them holding the pizzas. And it was like, they were so grateful. It was like 20 pies. They were just, it was unbelievable. Like 5 minutes of our time and $100 made their day. And Boca had like 10 patients at the time. It was nothing. It was March 12th.
Right.
So yeah, that's where Nausea started. We came up with the name a few days later. We called, we're at a country club. We called them because they obviously, the country club is pretty much closed. So we asked them, can you guys cater the hospital? You know, we, my mom raised some money locally. They Venmo'd us, her local tennis team. We raised like, I think $300. We had the club catered it. They matched donations, did it again to Boca. And then we're like, this could be something, you know? And I kind of thought, no, everyone's doing food. It's not a big deal. Like, what else are we going to add to this? Like, we can't really do anything. It's just us, you know? And my mom was like, no. Like, we can do something. You know, people listen to us. It's not just food, you know? And there's so many hospitals, so many nurses. Like, we can make a difference. I'm like, all right, fine. So Gary came up with a few names. I think it was like Fuel the Front Lines, Nauseous for Nurses, other like kitschy names. And I think Nauseous stuck because it was more of like Jewish and.
Yeah, I love that name so much.
It was more unique and specific. And even though we've obviously expanded beyond nurses, it feels right. Nauseous for Nurses. And yeah, we started the GoFundMe and then pretty quickly it just blew up to 60,000 donations. And I haven't really posted in a while or really addressed it because we haven't gotten any more funds in the past 3 weeks. But I don't want to close the GoFundMe because I know that it's not really going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's staying there. The GoFundMe still exists. You can still donate and support. And I'll still feed, you know, we still get requests all the time and I do what I can in smaller batches, but it's not as big as it was before. I was doing 3 to 4 hospitals a day across the country. I did, I think, 4,000 meals in one day.
Oh my God. That's
incredible.
2 entire hospitals, one in Illinois and one in like Utah.
Yeah, that's what I love about what you guys are doing, where it's not just like Florida or New York or the East Coast. Yeah. You've kind of like expanded to all over the country, because that's the good thing about like social media and the internet in general. But I'm sure as the numbers begin to spike again, your quote unquote business will pick up again, because these people are not wearing the masks that they're supposed to be, which you also have dabbled in. So what's going on with the masks?
Well, to backtrack to what you just said, it's just as easy for me to call a hospital and a restaurant in Idaho as it is to call one in Long Island. Like, it makes no difference to me. So if someone reaches out from a town, a city I've never heard of, that their hospital is struggling, it's the same to me as it is to Sloan Kettering, mm-hmm. Who I probably fed the most because that's where Bobby was and he died there. And so they're our family. And we spent 6 months at Sloan Kettering that means the most to us. I mean, they all are incredible and do the most amazing work. Every single hospital, every nurse deserves everything. But us living in Sloan Kettering, you know, is more significant in our hearts. So that's why we kind of, you know, if they're our test subject in a lot of ways. Right. They were first with the mask, first with nauseous. But in general, now with the mask, it's just easy for me to donate to someone and ship masks to someone in New Orleans as it is to,
what's anyway. A random city?
Literally.
Some state.
I have about 15 donations that we're packing up right now to Cleveland Clinic. Cause I think the Cleveland Clinic must have like circles it around their newsletter, and the Children's Hospital, the Children's Ward, whatever, at the Cleveland Clinic, I think every single nurse has reached out so far, which is amazing. So I'll donate to all of them. But yeah, it's crazy. So now we've transitioned to masks from food.
That's awesome. And not only are you just doing an amazing thing, but the feedback is also so great. I've told you that before. People have reached out to me. They've reached out to our founders who have reached out to me and you, that they love the masks, and the masks are super comfortable. They're cute. They go with everything, and they also protect you.
Yes.
in some way. They don't do, you know, but they're everything, but they cover your face in a fashionable way.
They get the job done.
I feel like the pictures that you have been posting of you and your mom in the masks, it's like, this is what content looks like now. We're taking pictures outside with the flowers and the masks are matching. And, you know, we never saw this coming in 2020, but you know, you got to do what you got to do.
And there is so much we haven't seen coming in 2020.
Yeah. If you are a Jill Zarin fan, these masks are literally hand-dyed, blood, sweat, and tears into these masks. Like, I don't think that people really understand that she wakes up at 6 a.m., ties them, dyes them, her hands are black. She goes to play tennis, comes back, washes them, dries it, we pack it, she does it again.
Well, like, now I feel like it's become almost an addiction. Like,
yeah,
you wake up and it's on your mind and you're like, no, I have to tie the masks. Like, and it's like, she's in that routine now, as are you, where like, you can't like stop. That's like what you're doing now. Also, like, what else are you going to do?
I know. And we're super, super anal about it. Like, nothing will leave this house if it's not checked by me and her. There are no strings, no holes. Like, I think one time someone had a hole in it that you sent me and I like had a panic attack, but that can never happen again.
There's so many things down the pipeline with when you like run a business or do that, where it could happen with the carrier, with the person opening the package, with you. You don't know where the hole ever comes from. So it's no one's to blame, but you guys are doing a great thing and I'm excited for you.
But we're so naive and we say yes to everyone. Like, we started this donation form. I think 60 people filled it out yesterday. And we just say like, what hospital you're at, what shipping address. And someone who's working here said, how do you know if they're legit? And I'm like, does it matter? Like, if someone's asking for a donation for a mask, like, I'm not going to background check them. You know, I trust you. If you say you're working, you know, 12 hours a day the past 6 months, like well, you know, of course we're going to donate masks to you.
Right. And if they're lying about that, there's bigger problems.
Yes. So if you're out there and you need masks donated, you are a hospital worker, a frontline worker, please go to JillZarin.com and send us your information. We will donate masks to you.
Yeah. The more people wearing masks, the better. So if you make one or two donations to someone who's lying, at least they won't give someone coronavirus.
Right.
With any luck.
It's shocking me. I mean, I'm sure you've seen on the news in Florida, like, people are anti-masks.
Yeah, like, it's bizarre.
That's a whole other conversation that we might not have time for.
I know.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
How do you have any idea? Are you just in Florida for the foreseeable future right now? I mean, I guess it's hard to know with traveling and work and stuff, but are you just chilling?
I got rid of my apartment June 1st. Was devastated. I moved my stuff into my mom's apartment on the Upper East Side. And they shipped some stuff down to Florida. But we were supposed to come up right after July 4th for my cousin's bridal shower. And I don't think we're allowed to now. I saw Leah was posting something about another house I just came up and just missed the cutoff by like, 3 days? And I truly don't care about, you know, backlash. I mean, I just want to do what's right for
everyone. Well, no, you get fined now. You also get a nice chunk of penalty if you got caught. And there's like a first offense and like a second offense. It's like crazy. But
we're living in a Handmaid's Tale.
Well, whatever works, like, just stay in your house. I can't take it. But yeah, Leo will, our dear friend Leo will definitely call you out if you're a specific housewife too.
She's great.
So speaking of Leah and Real Housewives, what Bravo shows do you keep up with these days? Do you have favorites? What do you love to watch still?
So ironically, I just started watching Vanderpump Rules because of all the drama. Oh, I never watched it before.
What a bad time to start watching.
And I was like, what is the big deal? What's happening? And it's a, like, really kind of weird show. Like, it was the episode when Jax was, two people cheated on their significant others with each other, like Stassi's, or Jax's ex cheated with, or Jax cheated with Stassi's ex, something like that.
Yeah.
Or Jax is with Stassi, but like, so they're best friends and they all sleep with each other and they're all
It's like a love octagon.
Yeah, it
way
sounds,
more than a triangle.
Can I curse? It sounds pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean,
those old seasons were really pretty spectacularly messy.
They didn't age well. It did not age well for 2020. And so I've seen a lot of people saying cancel this person, but cancel the show in general. It's like, or, I don't know. There's so many shows, so many ideas, so many people that deserve this platform and attention. Like, why give it to people that, I don't know, or... not great.
Well,
people.
I feel like the issue with these shows, specifically that one, is that because they start when they're so young, they don't know how to grow with it and with society and with everything. So they're learning as they go, and some people just don't know how to learn. And it really is a bad reflection. And it gives us one less show to watch, which is really upsetting. So me and Dylan discussed like a while ago that we hope they come up with something. For that they can use their platform with and like a new and improved show, but.
They have to, because no offense, I can't wash Cash Cab from midnight to 5 a.m. anymore. I can't do it.
Why are you watching anything from midnight to 5 a.m.?
That's a long time. Aren't you up in the middle of the night, turn on Bravo to expect something like Top Chef for like a housewife, and then Cash Cab is on for hours, just straight up.
It's because they don't put it on like
normal hours, yeah.
Yeah.
As great as Cash Cab is, I will say I don't need to watch 6 hours straight of
the Dylan Cash was Cab. On Cash Cab during quarantine.
No.
They did an Instagram live Cash Cab, and the technical difficulties were immense. But eventually I made it on the virtual Cash Cab, and I won a little gift card. It was very fun.
Did you have to go into your car to do it, or you could be in home?
No, nobody was in a car.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Do you watch Housewives of New York?
So I had never watched a full episode before quarantine. Like, I'd watch clips
what?
And commercials and like a few minutes here and there. I mean, when we were on the show, we got a DVD, like a literal DVD, like 2 weeks in advance.
What's that like?
So I never watched it with commercials. It was maybe a different cut. So I really never watched the full thing. But now in quarantine, like, I had a lot of friends that had, you know, viewing parties on Thursdays. And I just like put my mom on the Zoom and we made it like a party and everyone loved it. So it's been fun watching this season. I think they had reruns of my mom's old seasons, like Morocco and stuff. And so I watched mm-hmm. that for the first time, and that was wild to watch.
Did you
those,
not
see,
watch?
Those aged well. Like right. Watching Morocco, that's just as relevant today as it was then. Like, I was hysterically dying and I'd never seen it before. And I was like, this is amazing. That's what it
I
should
mean,
be
watching,
like.
Watching your mom yell at Ramona Singer will never get old.
My favorite line ever, like ever, that your mom has ever said is when she showed up to surprise them and she literally said, surprise. Like, that's my favorite thing ever. Like, it's my favorite thing. Well, so you just started watching, but is there anything that you or your mom ever get asked about or talked about or something iconic that still lives with you or her?
Well, first of all, we just started a TikTok. So if you can send me that sound or anyone else that's made that. Oh. Okay.
That sound.
Whatever it is. Because the only one we found was the Ramona one walking down the catwalk.
So yeah. Good.
Yeah. What do people ask us? People always say we want Jill to come back. Everyone wants her to come back. The truth is we did film a bunch this past season. And it's either, you know, they want drama, they want her to be sassy, or like they need her to be drama to get on the show. But then she comes off mean and aggressive, and who wants that? Like, I was saying to you, Barry, the girl in Beverly Hills this season.
Sutton.
I don't think
I literally just blanked out at just Beverly Hills this season. I was like, who? I don't know.
Right? So it's either you're like super over the top to get on the camera, right, get on screen time. Great. She got the screen time. But I found her a little bit mean sometimes.
Right.
But she got the screen time. Yeah. Or you're too quiet and you're too nice. And I know Barbara was on. Was it Barbara that was on last year on Housewives?
Yeah.
You don't come back. So it's like you have to be in this middle ground to get airtime, but not be too mean. But you also have to have a storyline. So it's, my mom is just, she wants to be herself. And if that's like fighting right for airtime to try to be a housewife again, it's not gonna be what everyone's thinking it's gonna be. I think you're better off watching her on TikTok and Instagram and doing cameos and FaceTiming me and getting the real Jill Zarin than fighting for airtime against Ramona and, you know, whoever else is on the cast, because it's not the same. You know, this chemistry is not the same. It's not as it was before. Like those old seasons, there's no makeup, no hair, no glam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, we were going to school every day. She was a real housewife. And now there was no Instagram back then. There was no social media. Now it's like, you don't really have to be a housewife on TV to still be able to access Jill Zarin, you know?
Right.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I think one thing that's fun about your mom's presence on the show in the last few years is that it feels really natural because she does still have friendships with some of the women. And, you know, it's not like the producers went through a casting process and found somebody that they think might be a good fit. It's like, yeah, she's gonna, you know, she can show up to a lunch or at a party or something and people love having her around, but it's not so like calculated that it's like, okay, you're going to talk to this person and introduce them and then hopefully they do a great job. So I think obviously people would love to see Jill back on the show in a larger capacity, but it's so fun just to see when, you know, she's going to be on the Halloween episode next week, maybe. I don't know when it is, but it's just so fun to have kind of those people that everyone knows and loves just in the mix still.
Well, what's funny is my mom and Luann are best friends. My mom is best friends with Luann. And we went to her house in the Hamptons in September. It was the night after that whole pool, the crazy naked pool scene.
Oh my gosh.
And my mom came for lunch. We met Leah and I was there and they cut it. So it's like, they are real friends. They're best friends.
Right.
They have lunch, they have dinner, they'll get a manicure, whatever, but they're not gonna air it because nothing juicy happens. Like,
right.
So,
yeah,
you know, yeah. They would love to have more dinners and all that, but they're just gonna cut it unless it's like a fabulous party. And the funny thing is, the night before that, the night of the pool scene, my mom, we were at our friend's house for a party, and Ramona and all the girls were supposed to come and film, and it was like, I think 11 o'clock, the cameras never came. They canceled it, but the cameras never came. Ramona shows up alone in the same outfit that she wore in that scene. So if you remember that episode, she left the girls that were crazy naked.
Yeah.
She left them because she went to our party.
That's the party she was going to.
She was out. She was out till like 2 a.m. with us. We had no idea that she really wasn't lying. She really left a crazy house. I mean, they were wild.
That's
that night.
So funny that she left to come to your party. That's hilarious. Yeah.
So I assume it was supposed to be a night, a pregame, drinks, and then coming to our party. And then it turned into a wild, crazy night. They forgot about our party, and Rona still came and left. Just didn't film it.
That is so funny. Because on that episode, the girls were kind of like, we don't know if we want to go out. We'll just drink at the house. And then that's so funny to have that context, because honestly,
It was a Jill Zarin party.
It makes Ramona seem better in that situation, because it wasn't some random... They made it seem like it was a random party that was...
And that she was going to meet guys, whatever. Like, that's what they really did. But it's also funny that you talked about production, going back to what you said, because Dylan and I also talked about that a few weeks ago, too, the earlier seasons of any show, but specifically New York. Like, the outfits and the glam and all that makes it almost so much better to watch, because it's almost like all these women are in their natural habitat. And now it's like... Well, you can't come into my apartment if I don't have glam on. And it like changes everything, and it makes you almost prepared for the cameras as opposed to like just filming like your day to day. But whatever,
yeah, I mean,
we're in a different
the Beverly
time
Hills storyline is like Denise and
glam.
Denise glam or not glam, and then the other one, Dorit, who had too much glam to work out. It's like, but you're filming a reality show. Obviously you have glam on. Like,
yeah.
You want to shoot content around, like, we get it.
Right.
So the whole thing's ridiculous. But, yeah, I mean, should I say how they found us for the Housewives? Because it kind of is relevant to that.
Yeah.
So I was, like, I think 13 or 14, you know, lived in the Upper East Side, went to high school, whatever. And my mom was, like, a socialite, you know? She wasn't a celebrity. She wasn't an actress. She was just a New York socialite, went to the Hamptons. We had a house in the Hamptons. We had a boat, whatever. And we get a phone call from this British guy. He leaves a voicemail in the machine and says they're casting for a potential new show and they want to talk to us because he saw us on NewYorkSocialDiary.com, which is kind of like guest of a guest.
Oh my God, I am waiting for a British guy to leave me a voicemail.
But at the time, it was like Project Runway, Top Chef, Housewives of Orange County. And maybe Millionaire Matchmaker, but I don't think so. This is 2007. Mm-hmm. So a very long time ago.
Yeah, and Bravo was a different world. It was not the same, yeah.
No, before when Andy Cohen was a producer, before he was the Andy Cohen we know now. And I mean, long story short, we filmed the sizzle reel in the apartment with Brad and they loved us. And my mom and Bobby met Bethany at a party and Bobby told Bethany that we were doing something potential with a reality show because she was already on the Martha Stewart Apprentice.
Right. People forget
and
about that.
So she wanted to be a celebrity. She wanted to be a celebrity chef. That was her goal. And so Bobby asked Bethany, would she want to do something, whatever, because she was so much younger. She wasn't a mom. And it was called Manhattan Moms. They were going to call it Manhattan Moms.
Yes.
And Bobby was just
Thank
pushing
God
it.
They did
and she
it.
Was like, it would not be the franchise we know today.
Right.
But it was always called Manhattan Moms. The contract was Manhattan Moms. And I think Ramona was in her friend group, but she didn't help cast Ramona. I don't remember about the rest of them. But ironically, Elise reminded my mom recently that Elise introduced my mom to Bethany.
Elise Lane. Oh my gosh. I had no idea that Elise and your mom went back that far.
The same group of friends, Ramona, Elise.
Same circle. Same circle, honey. Manhattan moms.
From 20 years ago. Well, wow. The kids are around the same age, like the same schools, Marymount, Spence, whatever, Nightingale. And it was because Elise said to a reporter or in an article, or whatever, that she introduced my mom to Bethany. My mom was like, what the fuck? That's not true. Called Elise. Elise explained the story. She's like, oh my God, I had no idea. I didn't remember. But it's true. She did introduce him and whatever. So it all goes back to Elise Lane.
Wow.
But yeah, we filmed, I think, for a few months. I came home every day after school. The camera guys were there. My mom wore her normal outfits. No stylist, no hair, no makeup. You know, she went to her hairdresser once a week. I certainly had nothing. And actually, if you watch the first episode again, a lot of the really blurry clips were taken from the sizzle reel. Because my mom explains, like, how much of a socialite she is. quote unquote, and explains all the mail she gets. And that was literally, I think, like a handheld camera for my mom or Bobby that we sent to them that they used for the first episode of The Housewives.
Wow, that's, I like that.
Yeah.
That's very real.
Yeah.
It's crazy when you go back that far and watch that footage. And I mean, it's not, it was more real than anything we see today, but it's funny because it feels like, it's like an artifact, like a historical thing that it's like Jill Zarin in 2008 talking about, you know, going to parties, and it's like, oh, it just, it's the best. Like,
and I think she had to explain,
2008.
Really? I think she had to explain what a step and repeat was. Like all these things that we all know now, it's obvious. Like, can you imagine Beverly Hills explaining what a charity event is? My mom had to explain like galas, you know, Cipriani. Which now, I mean, I guess if you don't live in New York, maybe you still might not be as, you know, in tune with these things that I think is more common. But it was really like, you know, how to be a housewife in New York 101.
Yeah, and I mean, there was that scene in one of those early seasons where there was an argument about whose name was going to be on the step and repeat, and if they had given the appropriate donation to be on the step and repeat. And it's those things that seem, they're so specific, and obviously it's not a problem that everyone in the world has, but that's what makes Housewives so fun, is watching those things that maybe it's not relatable to everyone, but it's like, okay, this is entertaining. This is what I want to watch.
And one of the finales where it was a charity event for me was when Bethany first introduced Skinny Girl as like a logo and had the banner up. And that was a whole, you know, talking point and controversial over her banner and what she looked like in the martini glass. And I remember, yeah, there's a lot with that we could go into. But yeah, I mean, it's part of storyline, but it's also part what ended up being her brand. So it really, you know, she transitioned it really well.
Right. Speaking of step and repeats, this is just something really funny I want to bring up. A new article just came out of you, the 5 fast facts that we were chatting about. And on the header of the article is an old picture of you in front of a Betches step and repeat, which is just so ironic and so funny, along with the 5 facts that they chose. So were you aware of this article, and did you give them? No.
So I'm clearly the number one Betches fan. I texted Sammy about a few weeks ago because my friends were asking for like the old Sup Betches content.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I guess they were talking about Sup Betches, like the old, back when we were in college, some of those articles, and she said they archived most of them. But you know, you guys are my number one. Thank you again for trusting me with the mask, my first. But yeah, I think that was, it was a launch of your book.
I think it was the book party.
It was a launch of the happy hour book party at Vandal, of course. We'll go to Vandal in 2021 the next time.
Yeah, right? 2021, yeah. Masks on.
At this point, 2022. Like, I don't even know.
I know. But yeah, so they did not reach out to me for this article. Typically people don't. I mean, it's an article, they write about someone, it wasn't an interview, they just wrote an article about me. Super random fast facts that aren't fun facts. It was like, Allie has arthritis, and we got our mask. It was like, someone Googled LinkedIn. But I will say, the writer saw my post, and I wasn't trying to throw shade. I mean, it was genuinely a little strange. And I wasn't trying to throw shade. I mean, she said I was unmarried. Like, it's a little weird. So she emailed me.
It's like Carrie Bradshaw, 40 and still single.
Unmarried.
Allie is unmarried.
Because I guess they didn't know if I wasn't dating someone. So they just thought saying unmarried was a safe bet.
You know?
Such a strange way to say that someone's not married.
Right. Not engaged. Anyway, she reached out to me, super sweet. She said, I tried contacting you, but like, I read all my DMs. I don't know. I think she got my email wrong. I tried contacting you. You know, I would love to rewrite the article and interview you properly. And I was like, I would love to. I mean, I would love to promote Noshes, to talk to anyone. I'm super transparent and available and accessible. No problem with anyone reaching out to me. It was just really funny the way it was phrased. And I was surprised she even tried to read. I didn't know it was supposed to be an interview. Because a few people in the past have done fast facts about like a housewife's daughter or whatever. Like, you would expect it for Gigi Hadid, like fun facts about her, but
Allie, you're on the same level as Gigi. Like, come on. Both housewives.
My mom says that a lot. She's like, you know, Gigi and Bella were just Yolanda's kids. Like, they wouldn't be where they were. And I'm like, they're a little taller than me. And like Kendall and Kylie, same thing. They were just on a reality show. No problem. So I'm the next Bella and Gigi is what she said.
Cut from the same cloth, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I just want to ask. So everyone always talks about Jill coming back to Housewives potentially. Would you ever do reality TV on your own?
So ironically, I was asked to be on a reality show a few months ago before COVID. I would say that has a very little chance of happening, the actual show. I turned it down because at the time I had a 9-to-5 job. I'm super serious about my career. And now I feel like having the 9-to-5 job isn't as important. I think having a career is, you know, having your own source of income. Having goals is important, but I'm more flexible in how that's achieved. I feel like the straight path we knew is kind of not the same anymore. You know, I went to college, I got my master's, I got a job, I did all the things that I wanted to do, and now it's like, okay, well, the company went bankrupt, don't have my apartment, my degree's not doing much for me. You know, it was a master's in contemporary art, no museums are open, so I'm more flexible and open if something did come across. This opportunity was to like be on a boat in the Virgin Islands with 10 other reality star kids. I mean, I don't think that's happening.
Okay.
But yeah, if something else happened, why not? I've been on a bunch of other shows since The Housewives, like Millionaire Matchmaker. We did Celebrations. We did Celebrity Wife Swap a while ago. So yeah, I think we were open to doing things here and there, now more so than ever, but who knows with coronavirus. I mean, I think someone asked if I would do Summer House. They seem really nice. I've spoken to Hannah a few times. She seems really fun and great.
Yeah.
So I'd be open to it definitely now more than before.
Well, good to know. Maybe in 2021 or 2022, we'll get some more Ally Shapiro on our TV screens.
Please.
Maybe.
Well, Allie, this has been so fun. Thank you so much for joining us. And
thanks for having me.
I had a really good time talking to you, and hopefully we'll see you soon. Maybe not over a screen.
For sure. I need to be invited to your office again. I love your office.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, and it will be a new office. But anyway, thanks, guys. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe, and have a great weekend.
And check out the masks. Tell everyone where they can get their masks.
Well, certainly at Shop Betches, our pink exclusive masks with you guys. And our other masks at JillsAaron.com. We have 2-ply, 3-ply, tie-dye, everything you could ever want to protect yourselves from coronavirus.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. Love you guys.
Betches.